Hello.
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm with Opinion Research. And we are conducting a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I am not sending anything, and I'm not asking you for any donations. May I speak with Daryl?
Speaking.
Okay. Would you mind helping us out with a quick survey, sir, about politics in your area?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Okay. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate a candidate for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain you will vote? Will you probably vote?
I'm certain I'll vote.
Okay, thank you, sir. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances of you voting for the local offices?
I will vote for the local offices. I vote for everything that I understand.
Okay, thank you, sir. In what year were you born?
That's not something you really know, need to know.
I'm sorry?
That's not something you really need to know.
Okay, all right. Let's skip it. All right. Are you
through?
No. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
My wife.
Okay. Next. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, black?
White.
Okay.
White.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off of on the wrong track?
that's a hard question to answer. I think that there are some things that are probably good about it, but to tell you the truth, yeah, a lot of things have not happened. This community, the community has not really grown in the right direction. A little disappointing in terms of what I've seen in sister cities or smaller cities where they've done things a little differently.
Okay. Okay. Now I am going to read a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. All right, so I'm going to go down the list, and then you tell me which one is a more concern to you. First one is homelessness. Second, public safety and crime. Third, public infrastructure like roads and bridges. Fourth, inflation and cost of living. Fifth, parental rights in education. Sixth, housing affordability. Seventh, jobs and wages. Eighth, water policy.
The first one, homelessness.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read to you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Okay, the first person would be Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay.
If there's anything worse than that, I mean, go as far as you want with that, because I think it's criminal what's going on in this world right now. So.
Okay. Next person is Joe Biden.
I think he's doing a good job.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next is Paul Dictos.
Paul Dictos?
Yes.
That's sad. I know him personally, and he's a neighbor, so I have not been that impressed with Paul. Paul is a politician. I'm kind of in between on him.
Okay, so somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Steve Brandau.
Steve's been around for quite a while, too. I put in Paul Dictos the same category.
Okay.
Somewhat favorable, yeah.
Okay, thank
they're
you.
They're both politicians, basically, and they're there because of the politics more than they are for the community. But they have a job to do, and I think they're both trying to do a good job. Brandau probably a little more so than Dictos.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next person is Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom. I'm kind of indifferent about him. I want him to do a good job. I voted for him. Somewhat favorable. I would like to see that, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And the last person would be Gary Breadfield.
I also know him personally, so.
You know a lot of people.
Yeah, I know a lot. I was born and raised there, so I know a lot of people. Yeah, somewhat favorable. I don't know if I'd vote for him again, though. He's already had his time in, and I'm not sure what his motives are for getting back to the election again this year. So somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor, Recorder, Dion Bordes, Steve Brandau, County Supervisor and Businessman, and Gary Bertfeld, Businessman and City Council Member, for whom would you vote?
I'd probably vote for Brandau again.
Okay. Now, how certain are you that you would vote for Stephen Brandau, County Supervisor, Businessman? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay. Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandau as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Thank you, sir. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredfeld as a Fresno City Council Member? Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I am going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. All right, so the first one says, a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Say that again.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
And what are the options? What are you asking?
Okay, so much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely to vote for that person.
I don't think it has any bearing on my vote.
Okay. Next, a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Not favorable.
Okay. Next one, a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
I have no kind of, that has no bearing.
Okay. Next, a candidate who is 80 years old.
Again, again, that has no bearing.
Okay. Next, a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Again, I guess it all depends. I would just, you know, it's right in the middle, whatever the middle is.
Okay.
I'd say yes. It's sort of semi-favorable, whatever that is. Cause are there many questions left? I've been watching a program that I want to get back into.
Which program is that?
It's one on it's Gran Torino. I have not seen it before, so.
Okay. All right. Next one here says, a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
That's very subjective.
No bearing?
I don't know how you, I don't think, I think about books and things. I really have a problem when they start dealing with what is and what isn't pornographic, so
okay.
I would not vote for someone like that.
Okay. And then next, a candidate who is a Democrat?
I look favorably on Democrats by and large. I don't care for the Republicans, where they're at right now in the world, so.
Okay. And a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly and with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
That's the biggest problems we've had here in terms of development. I mean, the developers actually run this community. Bringing in somebody that could actually do a good job with that sort of thing would be favorable. So I would, it's hard to build in this community, and I know that from people that I get good friends and things that are developers. So yeah, I would I'd vote for someone like that.
You would you'll
would,
be
yeah.
Okay.
I
all
would.
Right. All right. Thank you, sir. Give me a second here. Here.
You better
okay,
wrap it up pretty quick because I'm pretty much at the end of my. I can't go too much further with this.
Okay. Yes. Yes. I am going to read you statements about the three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, or a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. The first one is Steve Brandau currently serves as a county supervisor where he has supported local businesses, cut the red tape, and lower taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhood.
Yeah, most likely I would vote for him.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Gary Bredfeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for for law enforcement and our military.
The answer is no, I won't vote for him.
Okay, no chance, okay. Next one, Paul Dictus.
Dictus? No, I'm not going to vote for Paul.
Okay.
I think he needs to stay the clerk. That's what he just did it to.
Okay, and after hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictus, and Steve Bradow, county supervisor, who would you vote for though, amongst those?
Probably Brandau, because I don't know the other gentleman, the one you talked about.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only.
I'll tell you what, I really need to go. I can't, this has gone way too long. I wouldn't have done this in the first place, but
okay.
It's not like fun for a moment. I really want to watch the rest of this movie.
All right, sir. All right, sir.
Okay.
Have a good night, okay? Bye-bye.
You bet. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Mm-hmm.